Yeah.
I do extend to you a warm welcome this evening, Alan. May the Lord richly bless you, those of you gathered here, and those of you joining on the live stream. The Psalmist 7, Psalm 72, his name shall endure forever, his name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him, all nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Let us pray. O gracious God, right at the outset, we would bless thee. We would give thee the praise which is due unto thee. Thou art such a holy God, and who are we to do such a thing tonight? But thou hast made a way open through our beloved Saviour. We have been blessed through him. And O Lord, knowing that there is access, we come to thee now to praise thy name. We thank thee for our beloved Saviour, for those who told us of him, and the blessings we have known in and through him. And we pray tonight, as we give more time to pray, O Lord, help us to pray for those who know nothing of the Saviour. O Lord, even in this community, and those in our families and further afield, we thank thee for our Redeemer, our Saviour, O to grow in knowledge of him, O to grow in grace, to be more like him. That is a desire of our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to serve thee. Help us to make him known. Hear us now, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
We turn to our first praise, Psalm 145, and we're going to sing from verse 1 through to verse 8, and the tune is St. Andrew. Thee extol, my God, O King, I'll bless thy name always. Thee will I bless each day and will thy name forever praise. Psalm 145, verses 1 to 8.
All the extol, my God, O King, I'll bless thy name always. Thee will I bless each day and will thy name forever.
John stood and two of his disciples, looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith unto him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence thou knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his precious word. For a few moments tonight, before we give a little extra time to consider missions and pray for them, turn with me to John 1 and verse 45. John 1 and verse 45. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And as we just consider a few things tonight, I'd like us to consider as a theme and as a title, Tell Them of Jesus. Tell them of Jesus. And that's what we see Philip doing with Nathanael. We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Dear congregation, there are precious times when the Lord draws near and touches the hearts of his people. And they're found meditating upon Christ, amazed at his love, and desirous to know more of him. And precious are those times when we're found in such a situation, when the Holy Spirit has come and cultivated our faith and love. And in view of Christ, the heart is strangely warmed. Now in the Song of Solomon, we see the people of God finding themselves saying in chapter 5, verse 16, His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. There's a summary. And the people of God are taken up with Christ with a warm heart. And with such a warm heart, they turn and they desire to make him known. For the verse goes on and says, This is my beloved and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Taken with Christ and desirous to make him known. Now Philip, after meeting and hearing the Lord's voice, went and found Nathanael. And these are precious words, aren't they? We have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We have found him. And just note, right at the outset, here's one Philip going to find one other. Here's one speaking to another of the Lord. The Lord calls certain ones to go forth on the mission field. The Lord calls certain ones to enter the ministry and preach the gospel. But you see here is one just going and speaking to another of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you this, a lot can be done through that one-to-one conversation. Philip findeth Nathanael. Oh, that opportunities would arise for us, that we would be found again and again in some way, finding certain ones and speaking of them. Philip findeth Nathanael. There was a purpose here. He goes to tell Nathanael of Jesus. And you know how it is at times. The Lord puts it in your heart and you may be in conversation and then the opportunity comes and you speak for your Saviour. Philip findeth Nathanael. Tell them of Jesus. Tell them of Jesus. Well, let's just open this up very briefly tonight. Tell them of the one whom the scriptures set forth. Tell them of the one whom the scriptures set forth. Just notice verse 45. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Sadly, there are certain ones in this world who speak of one called Jesus, but he's not the Jesus of Scripture. And it's so vital we present the true Messiah, the one whom the scriptures set forth. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Which is setting forth as the true one, our beloved Saviour. Well, as we think of this, first of all, here under this first point, the true Messiah. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, the true Messiah, the anointed one, the one anointed to save. Now back in the Old Testament, in Psalm 2, there was a reference to Christ. Psalm 2, verse 1, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The Christ, the one anointed to save. You think of those words in Matthew 1, verse 21, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The sent one, the anointed one, and are we not thankful for him, who was anointed and sent on a mission of mercy? He came into this world and he met the condition of life, the true Messiah, set forth in the scriptures. Remember how the Lord himself opened up the scriptures to teach those two on the road to Emmaus. In Luke 24, verse 25, we read, then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He opened up in all the scriptures. What a sermon that was. I've said this before. What a sermon it was on the road to Emmaus. From Genesis through to Malachi, he opened up all the scriptures. And as he did so, he made known those things concerning himself, that he was the Messiah, the anointed one, the sent one. And what happened within their hearts? Well, they began to notice warmth within. And all for warm hearts as we come to the Word of God, as we consider Christ, the one sent, the anointed one, set forth in the scriptures. Oh, for the Holy Spirit to come often and blow across the garden of our soul, that the fragrance of love may arise and be pleasing to the Lord. He opened up the scriptures, and here, Philip, he makes known Christ from the scriptures with a heart touched. Philip findeth Nathanael. He's got a heart for Nathanael, but first of all, he's got a heart for the Lord. And with a heart touched and warmed within, he finds Nathanael. And he speaks of Christ, the one the scriptures set forth. Consider secondly, the promised one. Tell them of Jesus. He is the promised one. You remember Simeon, he was waiting along with others for the promised one. We see this, do we not, in Luke chapter 2. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. What a lovely description of Christ. The consolation of Israel. How we are consoled in him, comforted in him. He speaks out and he draws near to console our hearts. Simeon had already known this consoling. Well, he was waiting to see him. And what do we read in Luke chapter 2? Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. He was waiting because he knew he was coming, because it was promised. In verse 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. What a revelation for Simeon. He knew he wasn't going to die until he saw the promised one. And what did he say? With the Lord in his arms. Verse 29, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ, he saves. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He was waiting for the promised one, and the promised one was before his eyes. Tell them of Jesus, the promised one. The scriptures promised him. And he came, the promised one. In Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, we read, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. There was the promise of a prophet that would be raised up. And he came, and he spake, he went around, did he not, in his earthly ministry, making known the gospel, as we see in Luke chapter 4. And what a blessing, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. He came to your heart through the Spirit and through the Word and touched your heart. And you heard his voice and you hearkened. You hearkened to him. He who is the promised one. Tell them of him who was promised and in time who came, who first of all met the condition of life. John 10, verse 10, I am come that they might have life. There's life. He had to come in order that there would be life. He met the condition. Tell them of him who was promised, who came and went to the cross, and that he rose again, and that he is alive in the glory. And there are the promises of his return. Tell them of Jesus, the promised one, the Saviour. Thirdly, the beloved. Just note these words here. We have found him. We have found him. Philip, his heart has been touched. And he looked on Jesus as the beloved one. The one he now loved. Faith was put with him. He looked to Jesus and there was love in his heart. Tell them of your beloved. Tell them of Jesus. Do you know what we find ourselves saying? I hope it's often. I love the Lord. When did you last tell your spouse that you love them? Should be every day, shouldn't it? How often do we tell our beloved Saviour that we love him? Should be more frequent. Not always the case, no. But what a blessing for you to say, I love the Lord. My heart has been strangely warmed. Love has been put within. And I'm loving thee, Lord Jesus. I'll go and find someone and tell them of my beloved Saviour. We love him. And why do we love him? Well, turn with me to 1 John 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. It's always on God's side first, isn't it? Left to ourselves, like so many in this world, we would not be found loving the Lord. But we love him because he first loved us. He's put this love within, and we've found at times, aren't we, looking to our Saviour with eyes of love. We're to go forth and make him known. Philip findeth Nathanael, and Philip knew that he loved the Lord, and Nathanael knew that Philip loved the Lord. And when you seek to speak a word for Jesus, aim at the person before you knows that you love Jesus, that he's so precious to you. Speak from the heart. We have found him. Is Philip, he's taken with Christ. My beloved. Remember those words again in the Song of Solomon. Chapter 5, verse 16. His mouth is most sweet, but considering there the words from the lips of Christ. Particularly in the gospel, and how he is so kind. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. such kind and gracious words, such compassionate and loving words. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. This is my beloved. Make known Christ as one you so love. He is your loved one, my beloved. Philip findeth Nathaniel. Not long after I met Sharon, something happened within my heart. And what did I go and do? I told my mum. And I told my dad. And you know, it is natural, isn't it? When your heart is stirred, you speak of it. Mum, Dad, or someone else in the family, with a heart stirred, go and speak to someone. Oh, to meditate on your beloved one. He's so kind, isn't he? So loving. Consider his great love, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What love! Meditate on his grace. We hear it often, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Such favour. And there's more grace. Meditate upon him. Oh, to have your heart stirred. One of the Puritans said this. Oh, to meditate on Christ, that you would have your heart inflamed by him. Oh, that I would know something more of that in my life. Oh, to begin at the feet of Jesus before we go and tell someone of Jesus. My beloved, you just think what he's done for you. Fourthly, tell him of Jesus, he's the friend. My beloved, this is my friend, Song of Solomon 5, verse 16. Now Philip, he goes and finds Nathaniel. Nathaniel was a friend. Philip tells Nathaniel of the greatest friend. And do you look on Christ as the greatest friend you have in your life? The best friend. There's none like him. He's the friend of sinners. We're thankful for that, aren't we? He receives sinners. Just turn with me to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. In the opening verses, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. He receives. He's a friend to sinners. I'm so thankful for that. I'm a sinner, but he's a friend to sinners. Oh, what a friend. People will let you down, but not Jesus. People may leave you, but not Jesus. Some people at times struggle. They feel they're lonely, let down. Oh, consider Jesus. He sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18, verse 24. What a close friend he is. He sticketh closer than a brother. He never forsakes. He will not let down. I can assure you of that. He will not let you down. Now, people in this world are lonely. People have a natural desire, as we see in Isaiah 55. There is a natural hunger, but it's not for bread. We see that in Isaiah chapter 55. People are hungering for something. They desire satisfaction. The only one that can meet that need is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's so many lonely in this world. Tell them of one who never lets down. Tell them of one who will never forsake, even in the darkest valley. Tell them of one that sticketh closer than a brother. This is my friend, this is my beloved, and this is my friend. Philip findeth Nathaniel to tell him of the friend of sinners. Tell them of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one set forth in the scriptures, the beloved Saviour. The anointed one, the beloved one, the friend on we could go. Tell them of Jesus. Read the scriptures. Meditate on Christ and go forth in your life and seek to tell people of Jesus. It may be a little text to text someone. It's good to see messages when you see there the Lord Jesus Christ in a message. It may be a tract given, maybe something else, a letter or a Bible. There was a certain man on a submarine, he got himself into trouble. He shared a bunk with a believer. The believer had to report what this man had done. But before the believer reported what the man had done, he gave him a Bible. And that man was converted. Who knows? The next time you write a message, you seek to give them a tract, you give them a Bible, their lives may be changed. Tell them of Jesus. And let's just dwell on that a little secondly in closing. Go and tell. Philip findeth Nathanael. And we must ever remember this, the Lord uses his people. Salvation is of the Lord, as Jonah recognized in Jonah. But the Lord uses his people. Go and tell. Philip findeth Nathanael. It's all in the providence of God, isn't it? The Lord used Philip's testimony. Philip opened up to Nathanael about the Saviour. And Nathanael's life was changed around. Let us go back to verse 40. We see it again on the previous occasion. John chapter 1 and verse 40. John chapter 1 and verse 40. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. What did he go and do? He finds his brother, Simon, and speaks to him of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a good thing that siblings talk together about the Lord Jesus Christ. What an opportunity. Maybe someone's unconverted, just to say a word. It may be, well, the Lord has helped me today, brother or sister. I so desire that you might know the help that I know in my life. See here, one goes to another. Remember the woman of Samaria? She met with our Lord, and the Lord spoke to her, and it's evident the Lord touched her heart. What do we read in verse 28? She does. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. There she's come to draw water. She leaves her water pot because her heart has been touched. And she goes to the men of the city, to them, and says, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Come and see a man. Oh, give your Saviour's invitation. Come unto me. Come, see a man. There's this woman, she's speaking to the men. Her heart has been touched, you come. It's good to say, well, you come. You come to hear the preaching of the gospel. I've been blessed under the preaching of the gospel. Oh, that you would go to Jesus. I went to Jesus and I found such a welcome. Come, see a man. Open up your heart and let your heart be on your lips as you speak for Jesus. Come, see a man. Are we not thankful for those who told us of Jesus? I just wrote down a few things earlier today. First of all, I can say my pastor told me of Jesus. Every week I would hear the gospel. My Sunday school teacher and another Sunday school teacher told me of Jesus. My father told me of Jesus. My mother told me of Jesus. I can remember my mum picking me up. I must have been small, mustn't I? Picking me up, putting me on her lap and telling me of Jesus. She would read. Each day we would also go through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. She would tell me of Jesus. Just before she died, what did she do? She told me again of Jesus. And what a blessing. Those who came and told us of Jesus. Can you think of those? Just think in your mind. The person or the number of people who told you of Jesus. It may be you were listening to a sermon and you heard someone preaching of Jesus. What a blessing. We're so thankful, aren't we, that the Lord used instrumentally certain ones that they came and told us of Jesus. And the Lord worked in our hearts and opened our hearts. And we can say we have found him. What a blessing. We're so thankful, aren't we? You give thanks tonight for those who told you of Jesus, and then you think of this. Oh, to be a blessing to someone else. To go and tell them of Jesus. Seek to do what you can. I love that account of that woman. She did what she could. We can't all get to the mission field with our feet, but we can get there on our knees, can't we? We can pray. Place of prayer. Praying for the ministers of the gospel, the pastors, the missionaries of the cross, the Sunday school teachers, parents who seek to labour in telling their children, so on and so forth. Seek to tell people yourself. The Lord uses his people instrumentally. Remember those words in Isaiah chapter 6? Isaiah is challenged, isn't he? And he hears the voice of the Lord and he's willing to go. Isaiah chapter 6. In verse 5 we read, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then a little later, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Philip was willing. Isaiah was willing. Are you willing to do something for Jesus? You consider what he's done for you. What amazing love. What amazing kindness. Oh, to do something for him, for his glory and for the benefit of others. Here am I, send me. To say it to the Lord. Be willing to say it to the Lord. The Lord is speaking to you. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Here am I. It's good to speak to the Lord, isn't it? I'm willing to do something. And you know, if the Lord sees a desire in your heart, he is so pleased. You may not get there in desire, doing what you desire. But if the Lord sees that desire, he is pleased. You have a desire to tell someone of Jesus. The Lord is pleased. And you know often how the Lord opens doors and opportunities. And we can just say a little word, having been that living epistle to begin with. Oh, the Lord uses his people. He'll use you. And what a blessing to be used by the Lord. Couldn't care about this, surely. It is a worthwhile to lay ourselves out with all our might in promoting the cause and kingdom of Christ. Surely it is worthwhile to lay ourselves out with all our might in promoting the cause and kingdom of Christ. Making him known, who are we? But oh, we have a great Saviour who blessed us much. Jim Elliot wrote, we are a bunch of nobodies. Who are we really? Yes, we're precious in the eyes of the Lord, precious amongst the people of God, but in the eyes of the world, who are we? And in our own eyes, who are we? We're a bunch of nobodies, trying to exalt somebody. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember John, he must increase, I must decrease. We're not worthy, are we? But he is. Go and tell them. Philip findeth Nathanael. Now the only hope for poor sinners is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you really believe that? The only hope for poor sinners is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only hope for any unconverted in your family is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only hope for this village is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only hope for men and women, boys and girls in England is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only hope for the world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell them of Jesus, said one of old, the mighty to save. In conclusion, as we think of this, live for Jesus. If we're going to tell people of Jesus in some way, we need to be living for him, don't we? For to me to live is Christ. He is the source of our life, first of all. But then remember, he is the object. And we're found looking unto him, exercising faith. He's the source, we're alive because of him. He's the object. Look to him. Oh, seek to live for him. Be in communion with him. Pray for a heart warm towards him, that you might know more that the psalmist knew. My heart is indicting or boiling towards him. Live for Jesus. Focus on him. God will help you to seek to make him known. When you're struggling, ask him to come and help you to make him known. He will help. We all struggle at times. You ask, Lord, say this to the Lord. Lord, I desire to make thee known. Thou hast blessed me so much. Thou didst die for me. Thou hast opened my heart. Thou hast stirred my love. Thou hast supported me in every trial. Thou art the closest friend. I want to make thee known. But I find it hard, you may say. He'll help you. I remember in my first employment, I didn't say anything for a while. Then an opportunity came. And I was able to say something very quietly. And I told them of Jesus. Live for Jesus. And desire, secondly, that the Lord Jesus Christ will be magnified in your life and death. You remember those words of the apostle in Philippians 1 verse 29? For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. There's this believing, suffering. We'll just go back a few verses. We see there in verse 20 it is. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20, you see there how the apostle desired that Christ would be magnified in his life, but also in his death. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. That was his desire, his longing, that Christ would be magnified in his body, in life and death. And is that not our desire? While we're living, that Christ would be magnified. I desire poor sinners to be pointed to Jesus by the way I conduct myself. By the way I seek to live humbly, by the way I seek to be kind and loving, oh, to so magnify the Lord, and also by the way I speak. I desire Jesus to be magnified, but also in my death as well. Magnified in life or by death. We desire that people will be pointed to Jesus in our death. Listen to William Carey. You have been speaking about William Carey. When I am gone, say nothing about William Carey. Speak only about William Carey's Saviour. You think what William Carey did? There was so much he did for the Lord. He lived for the Lord. And we think of William Carey, don't we? And what he did, how he went to India, how encouraged William Carey would be today with what the Lord is doing in India today. But did you notice William Carey wanted people to be pointed to Christ after his death? And that's our desire, isn't it? That Christ be magnified in our death, and after our death, that people would not really think about us, but they would think about our Saviour. That he meant so much to us, and that we loved him. I won't always be the pastor here. One day, my time will come for me to step down, and the Lord willing, there'll be another pastor. But it is my prayer that if you think something, that you remember this I told you of Jesus. And I impressed upon you the need to live for Christ and then to go and tell him, tell people of Jesus. Tell them of Jesus. maybe someone down the road. You know, there's no other Christian down the road. Who's going to tell them? May the Lord give you the strength, the courage to go and tell them. And if you go and tell them of Jesus, Jesus will be right at your side and he will help you. Philip findeth Nathanael. A believer who's just had his heart touched goes and finds a poor sinner, and that poor sinner, Nathanael, is soon converted and serves the Lord. With this I close. You remember those shepherds again? They were so fearful, were they not? They were drawn to Bethlehem. They saw the Lord. Their hearts were opened. They had faith in Christ. There was love within. What did they go and do before they went back to the flock? They went about telling people of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not easy at times. Don't think I find it easy at times when I go outside. But it's my desire. And I find it a blessing when I'm there telling people of Jesus. My beloved Saviour. There's no one like him, is there? No one more loved. No one more close. No one who can help you and bless you. Gather all your tears in a bottle. Strengthen you for the battle. And be kind to you in death. Go and tell them of Jesus. And the Lord bless his word. For his name's sake. Amen. Let us pray. Oh gracious God, we thank thee for our beloved Saviour. What a Saviour we have. And we say with Nathanael, we have found him. Oh, what grace shown to us. And what a blessing to be able to say that. How blessed we are to have thee, Lord Jesus, as our Saviour and our friend, as our shepherd, as our companion in life. How blessed we are. Lord, it's a desire of us all to go and tell people of Jesus. Look on that desire tonight. And help us, Lord. May there be doors of opportunity. Lord, help us to speak to poor sinners. We would just thank thee for those thou didst put into their heart to tell us of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee, O Lord. For a number of them, they're with him already. We thank thee, O Lord, for those that told us of Jesus. Use us, O Lord. We would say with Isaiah, here am I, send me. Lord, for every believer here tonight, give us an opportunity again to speak of Jesus. And before we're able to speak of Jesus, may people be wooed to Christ by the way we conduct ourselves and by the way we live. Oh, may we be living epistles. May we be light shining forth something of the glory of Christ. Oh, hear us now, for Christ's sake. Amen.